The other day, my cell phone rang and I didn't recognize the number. I do what I usually do. I let it go to voicemail. And when I listened to the message, I couldn't believe that somebody was trying to scam me on my cell phone. I mean, I thought cell phones are supposed to be safe, but it doesn't seem to be the case. Not anymore. And the message told me I was under investigation by the FBI and I need to contact this federal agent immediately. Now, I'm no spring chicken at 56 years old, but I am savvy enough to pick up on a scam call. Or am I? I mean, you really don't know. Scammers are getting more and more creative. And I'm not even their best target. You know who is? Well, besides someone who has a cell phone because they're more apt to pick up the phone, it is the aging parent who's at home and answers that good old-fashioned landline. And they are extremely vulnerable to threats and scares. And scammers are using tactics that are quite convincing, like the latest one about the new Medicare-issued card, something every older adult may fall for. You have to hear about this one and follow up with your parent or grandparent. This is serious. We're going to talk about this scam and others and why you should be talking to your parents about scams on this episode.
Hello, Rents.
That's Anastasia. She's my 22-year-old daughter. My wife, Phyllis, and I think we did a pretty decent job of raising her. She goes around and calls us Rents. But you know what? I'm all right with that, because one day she's going to be raising us. And just wait and see what I'm going to be calling her. My name is Zach Demopoulos. I'm your host. And welcome to the Raising Rents podcast. This show is sponsored by Comfort Care, a national home care provider that will help you live your best life possible. This is day 16 of the 30-day preparation plan to care for an aging parent. And the topic today is senior scams. If you have not had a chance to listen to days 1 through 15, please go back to season 1 and check out these episodes. Also in season 1, we introduced the 9 beginner steps in raising your parents. How do you know you're getting scammed? There are some that you can pick up quite early. You know, the ones that sound too good to be true, and you start pressing them with questions, and they abruptly hang up. Those are the easy ones. But scammers have gotten very crafty and sneaky at their skill, and they will use current trending topics they know people are watching on the news to trick them in believing that they are legitimate, like natural disasters, political campaigns, or the good old-fashioned sweepstakes winner. You know, that piece of mail, if you still get mail, that has the large numbers on a fake check that says that you've won thousands of dollars. In 2017, there have been 2.7 million reports of fraud, according to the Federal Trade Commission. And that has cost victims a total of $328 million. Now, here's the more unsettling fact. Those are only the reported ones. Imagine all the attempts when someone hangs up on them or they speak to them and they were scammed and they're too embarrassed to tell anybody and they don't tell anyone. Senior citizens are targeted more frequently than any other age group, according to the New Jersey Division of Consumer Affairs. A very popular scam is during tax season. You'll get a call and they'll say, "This is the IRS calling." Now, let's face it. Most of us aren't scared of many things in life, but anytime someone mentions the IRS, even though I have never done anything shady, that gets my attention. Those three letters are daunting, and a scammer who has practiced on quite a few potential victims gets really good at sounding like a government official. There have been so many scams targeted to older individuals. You would think if these scammers would put their energy and creativity into something useful in life, they would be successful and valuable to society. It really makes me angry, to be honest. Here are the top 10 scams of late. I got this list from the National Council on Aging. The first one is healthcare, Medicare, health insurance fraud. Now, we're going to go into this one in a lot more detail because it's the most recent and it's the most serious, the Medicare card scam. But in these scams, people will pose as the Medicare representatives and they will actually get people, especially older people, to give them personal information over the phone. A second one is counterfeit prescription drugs. It's amazing how many people will fall for this. And why do they? Well, prescription drugs are very expensive. And if they could find ways to save money, they will. I mean, you hear about people who get in the car and drive all the way to Canada just to save a few bucks on prescription drugs. So if they get something in the mail or over on a phone call, they're going to try it. Don't think twice about that. Conversation like this is an important one with your parents. So when you're talking medications with your parents, it's probably a good idea to remind them that there's only one or two safe places to buy drugs. A third one is funeral and cemetery scams. This one's disgraceful. It could actually be a funeral home, a legitimate funeral home, who is scamming family members who are not familiar with the costs of a funeral or cemetery, and they will jack up the costs. Or, of course, there's the ones that aren't legitimate and will sell you a fake lot. Number four, fraudulent anti-aging products. Whoa. As we age longer, we want to look younger. This one is probably an easy one for us to fall for. Next one, internet fraud. And this one's quite a bit of a problem for everyone. But as older individuals, like grandma, who are getting onto Facebook and using the internet more and more, who are not as familiar with the ins and outs, are easy prey for internet fraud. Investment schemes. Do I even need to talk about this one? I mean, let me just give you two words. Bernard Madoff. Yeah, that's a pretty bad one. Number eight, homeowner reverse mortgage scams. I don't know if this one is as big as it was in the last couple of years where people really needed money out of their homes, but this is still a problem. People will call up and offer money or a free house for exchange of their title to their property. Again, you're thinking to yourself, who would fall for something like that? But I want you to picture their target people. These are individuals who have aged in their house and are now looking to downsize, or they can no longer live in their home and they have to go to an assisted living and they need to get rid of their house. They are vulnerable to somebody who is going to call them and give them a deal of a lifetime. Number nine, we kind of mentioned this one already. Got to mention it again, sweepstakes and lottery scams. I mean, this one's a little scary. I know that we all throw most of our junk mail away, but not our parents, not our grandparents. They will sit on the recliner and they will go through every piece of mail. And if they see something that looks like a check with large numbers and says that they've won this amount of money, which is a fake check, they'll read it and they're going to be asked to call this number. And this check will be yours. You just have to pay the tax on it. And by the way, here's how you pay the tax on it. You give them your credit card or your banking information. Wow. And get this. They'll even ask them to keep this as a secret. Can't let people know about this because you're the winner. And man, is that a big red flag. And then the last one that the National Council of Aging reported is the grandparent scam. And I'm sure you probably have heard about this one. It's kind of happened it's happened to a lot of families. And this is the one where somebody calls grandma or grandpa and poses as a relative and tells them that they're in a foreign country and they have had an accident or they're in jail and they need money and they can't tell their parents and they're afraid and please wire money to them. And here's the information and please do it now. So that one's a pretty bad one too. Now, some other ones that I know about that weren't mentioned by these folks is the good old utility company scam where someone calls you and says, hey, we are going to turn the lights off in your home if you don't pay your bill. Your bill is overdue and here's the amount and give us your information. This one works particularly well in the dead heat of summer or in the dead cold of winter. There's another one that we actually have had here in New Jersey, and that's someone posing as a New Jersey Motor Vehicle Department representative, and they'll tell you that your driver's license has been suspended, and that if you don't pay X dollars, you will be driving with a suspended license. Yikes. And then there's the other ones that are really sneaky. They'll tell you that they are a customer service rep from a big name company like Amazon. And you'll even go and Google search that the number they gave you, and it'll actually come up as an Amazon page, which is a fake page. And it'll ask you, in order for you to continue to use your Amazon Prime, you need to provide your information. And of course, that information is personal. And of course, that information is going to be used to empty your bank account. Now, I know this all sounds grim, and I might be over dramatizing this, but this is a serious issue, especially with the most recent Medicare card that has been issued. So let me tell you about this one, because this one's really important. And these scammers have a target audience of 44 million Americans. That's right, 44 million Americans are enrolled in Medicare. So if you don't listen to any more of this episode, at least take this part away. Go speak to your parents or grandparents about this and tell them, look, Medicare will never call you. If somebody calls you and tells you they're Medicare, hang up. They will never call you. They use what we call the good old-fashioned snail mail system. Anything and everything they want to communicate to you about will come in the mail. So never talk to anyone on the phone who says they're Medicare. They're scammers, and they want your personal information no matter how convincing they are. By the way, the IRS, those three letters that we talked about earlier that scare the hell out of you, they don't make phone calls either. They use good old snail mail too. So let me bring you up to speed in case you don't know about the new Medicare card. I'm pretty sure your parents, grandparents know about it. They received information on it already. So let me prep you, because they already know about it and we need to catch you up on it first so you can have the conversation with that older individual who on a bad day may answer the phone and fall for this scam. So if you haven't looked at a Medicare card, ask your parents to show you theirs or your grandparents. If you look at the card and they haven't received the new one, so you're looking at the old one, you're going to see what the problem is right away. Right smack dab in the middle of their card is their Social Security number. And since Medicare has always advised you to carry this on your person everywhere you go, this card has been one of the biggest causes of identity thefts known for a long time. Our parents have misplaced their purses and wallets, or they've been a victim of theft. I mean, we all have. And once this card is in someone else's possession, they can use this information to steal your identity. Or they can contact you and act like the Medicare representative and get you to confirm your information by you giving them more information. Today, you'll probably notice that everyone has gotten a little bit more careful with the Social Security number. I mean, anywhere you see it, it's hidden. For example, you'll see XXX-XX- and then the last four digits of your number. This makes it tougher for the bad people to steal your identity. So, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, has been wanting to change this for quite some time, but it's very expensive to do so, and they just didn't have the funding. Luckily, they did find some cash and started changing the cards as of April of 2018, but it's going to be a long, gradual process until they get their cards out to everybody. They plan to take 1 year to do this. Now, what they're doing is that they're mailing the card out automatically, free of charge, and it's already active. And they're doing this by starting with one geographic area and then moving to another. When someone receives a new card, they're being asked to destroy the old one. Just make sure your parents do this, and they don't destroy their Social Security card or their health card or drug card. Just the old Medicare card with the Social Security number on it. Some other things you should know. This is going to be going on for 12 months, from April 2018 to April 2019. The card can be used immediately once it's received. There's no activation required. And to ensure that you receive your new Medicare card, and if you want to be proactive about this, either you or your parent should get on. They should log into their account at www.ssa.gov. and go to My Social Security Account to make sure that everything in there is up to date, especially your address. There are some other good additional resources about Medicare and the card at medicare.gov. So let's get back to these bad guys and talk about how do they do this. I mean, they're like, hey, what a great opportunity. The government isn't necessarily flawless. Haha. And how cool it'd be to pose as Medicare authorities and act concerned, checking on older population to make sure they receive their card. And making sure means have them give you their Social Security number to check up on whether or not the new card is on its way, or even to confirm that they have the right card in their possession by checking the MBI number. I mean, this just makes me want to curse right now. But my podcast has been deemed clean, and I want to keep that rating. So here's some things they'll do. They'll tell your parent that there is a fee for the new card, and they'll ask them for their credit card or banking information to pay for it. Or they will call and ask to validate their information, including their credit card and banking information, before they send out the card. Or they're going to tell them that they're going to want to give them a refund for the old one. So give me your information and we'll put some cash in your bank account or credit card. They'll tell them that they cannot use the card until they activate it, and they need to give them this information so that they can activate the card. You guessed it. It's usually the Social Security number right off that old Medicare card that mom or dad or grandpa or grandma will read to this scammer. Man, doesn't this get your blood going? The problem is that many older adults will get embarrassed if they've been scammed, and they won't tell anybody. They won't even tell you. Or they will not even know where to go and tell someone if they've been scammed. Do you? So you're thinking, nah, this would never happen to my folks. My mother will eat them alive, or my father will hang up on them. Don't be so sure. After hearing so much about the new card and relying heavily on their Medicare benefits, they could easily be convinced that their Medicare could be at jeopardy. Again, you're saying no way, but with healthcare costs so high and having so many other bills while you're in retirement, they are not going to put a sure thing in jeopardy. And a sure thing is Medicare. So they could fall for it. Now, how do they protect themselves? Tell them never to share their new Medicare card or MBI number with anyone. Keep the card in a safe place and don't carry it around with you unless you need it that day. And only give your Medicare card or your MBI number to people you trust and who legitimately need it, such as a doctor or a pharmacist or a healthcare provider. So this is worth repeating. Scammers may call to ask you to pay an activation fee for the new card. The card does not need activation and there is no fee. Scammers may call to ask you to update or confirm your address or Social Security number. This is not necessary. The card is good to go once it comes to you in the mail. And never, never, ever give the Social Security number or address to anyone over the phone. And, oh man, I can't believe people may still do this, but never send money to an unsolicited request. If anyone ever suspects something, you can do one of two things. Search the phone number that they give you or the company name online and put the word scam next to it. Usually you'll get some information about it. And second, and probably more importantly, report anything suspicious to the Federal Trade and Commission Department. And that's 1-877-382-4357. I'll repeat that, 1-877-382-4357. And I'll have that in the show notes. By the way, you can sign up for scam alerts, and that way you can keep your parents or grandparents up to date. And that you can go to ftc.gov/scams. Again, that's ftc.gov/scams. Now, here's another issue that we got to worry about. Mom or dad, they have a cell phone, right? And how many of you have received a scam via text? So you got to tell your parents about the phone too. Yeah, mom. Yeah, dad. These scammers will even scam you by texting something to you. They may pose as you, a relative, a kid, and ask you to do something. And you've got to tell them to ignore that. And what's the other thing that our good old parents and grandparents are doing? Especially grandma. Well, they're getting on Facebook. They're getting on the internet. And there are a lot of internet scams. So again, it really won't hurt a thing. You're not going to insult anybody by just sitting down and having a conversation with mom or dad or grandparents and telling them, look, there are some really legitimate scams out there. Never, ever click on something that you aren't familiar with. Never give
any information on the computer, hey, let me do that for you. You know, it's really unfortunate that there are bad people out there and that they prey on the elderly. You probably think it won't happen to you or your parents, but it has happened way too many times. I mean, if you think about it, it's not necessarily that someone has been fooled or not so smart. As you get older, you become more vulnerable. I mean, you start hoping and wishing that it's true, that this check with all these dollar amounts on it is true, so that you can have a little bit more retirement money or that you could leave something for your family. So you may very well call that number so that you can pay the taxes on that check so you can go and deposit it. And picture this. They may not want to bother you with something as trivial as a Medicare activation card. So they're going to want to go and do this on their own because they bother you with enough stuff. But you know what? Tell mom and dad, hey, bother me. This isn't a problem, but getting scammed is. Hey, thanks for listening to Raising Rents. Next week, look for our next episode where we will continue the 30 days of preparation to care for an aging parent. And please go to our website where I have links in the show notes to some of the resources I mentioned on this episode. While you're on the website, please give me some feedback on what you think of the show so far and give me some topics that you want to hear about in the future. I look forward to sharing more with you. And remember, our parents raised us. The least we could do is to help raise them. Talk to you later.